Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. So, Leanna, this was the question. Would you, let's paint the picture. You're 65 years of age. You're retired now. You're no longer working, not receiving any other form of income. And you have a choice. $4,000 a month for the rest of your life guaranteed, or $1.2 million in your bank account. Which one would you take?
My personal choice? I'd take the 1.2 up front.
Why?
So there's a math answer to this question. And the math answer to this question is take the money up front, because then you have control of it, you have flexibility, and you can control your rate of return to some extent.
So what do you mean by you can control your rate of return?
You can invest it as you choose, which means you have the option of either putting it in something safe and earning a smaller amount, but you can also get more income off of it than the $4,000 a month of the other option.
So this came from a retirement group association that I'm part of in Canada, the United States, and that was posed as a question. Basically, this individual was trying to figure out, should I take my pension or should I just take the cash? And we kind of made it simple for everybody, saying that you have cash in a bank account, forget about taxes and everything else. And I think you make a good point that you do have more control. So for people who want more control, absolutely. For simplicity's sake, if you take $1.2 million and you take 4% of that, that's $4,000 a month. Just so people have an understanding of where those two numbers come from. I think what people have that the reaction to this response, because there was about 3,000 different comments on this question. And everybody had to chime in on this one in this group. And everybody had difference of opinions on the concerns. Here's a common theme of the few that I looked at. And when I say a few, it's about 500 different comments I went through and looked at some of the responses. Number one, no one talked about inflation. So if you're getting $4,000 a month, that's in today's dollars. So if you will have $4,000 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it's not going to be worth $4,000. Number two, taxes. We assumed in our example that taxes were not part of the equation. But as you invest, here's a big debate for the other side of your point, was that if you make 5-6%, but you bring home 3%, you're actually taking home less than the $4,000 a month. And so that's got to be part of the equation as well. And what people are debating on in the comments was, do I want it to feel like it's a pension, or do I want to be left to my own and sink or swim if I have $1.2 million in my bank account?
But I think you identified something really important there, because when I give you my answer, I said, this is the math answer to this question.
Correct.
Now, there are two different answers to that question. And the other answer is the feeling answer, because the security of having the guaranteed $4,000 a month, even if it never keeps up with inflation, for some people will give them the comfort that they need versus what the actual optimal math equation will tell you.
There was one answer on this comment section that I loved. The answer was, I'll take both. And I'm like, finally. And I know the person was just trying to be funny, but finally someone has said, I'll take both. I want the income stream of $4,000 a month, because that's what I can get. And I also want the cash of 1.2. Welcome to the four buckets that we talk about, income and growth buckets. We do this time and time again. I thought that was a very funny answer, but then I started chiming in talking about, yes, you can get both. Here's how you can do it. Buy your book, whatever, that kind of thing, right? Like, but this is the biggest challenge that people have as they go through retirement. They want predictable, sustainable income, tax efficient as best as they can have it. And they want the cash to do what they want.
Well, and it's not, I mean, it's kind of a thought experiment question of which would you rather take, but it's actually a question that people do face. If you have a pension and you get that value and you see you could commute it today and get X amount, or you can take our pension in certain payments. That's a question that people have to answer every day when they retire. So it's not this nebulous thought experiment. It's a real question that people have to think about.
And let's take it one step further. When you're left with a choice in the pension, or in our example that we used, our scenario, everybody assumes one thing at the start with, is that they're going to live a long time. But when you ask clients, let's talk about health and longevity. Oh, no, I'm not going to live. Very few people say they're going to live a long life. Very few people say 90. Oh, 90, that's way too long. Generally speaking, if you're receiving $4,000 a month and you pass away 1 year from now, it's gone. Mm-hmm. But if you have $1.2 million and you take $4,000 a month out of it every single month, and then you die 2 years later, you still have money left over to give to your beneficiaries.
That's right. So estate planning is another thing that people don't necessarily go into when it comes to these things. And it's an interesting thing that you say people don't think about their longevity, because I think people are in two camps. They're either, I'm going to need to make sure I have money until I'm 110 years old, because it's a comfort thing. Or people say, well, my parents didn't live that long. You know, my parents passed away in their 80s or something like that. I'm not going to make it past that, without thinking about the fact that genetics really only accounts for about 10% of your longevity.
I heard it's green tea, how much green tea you drink.
Then I'm going to live forever.
Make sure your financial plan has you going to 200, Leah. So when you're faced with the decision of going into retirement and you have multiple choices, you have an ability to just take all your savings and get a guaranteed source of income for the rest of your life, however long that life is. You do have a choice of just doing it on your own, investing however you want to do. There is a fear and need for both scenarios. And when you try to build that on your own, or when you have an advisor who's not an expert in this area, they're going to be on one of those camps. They generally are going to be in the camp that pays them the most in revenue or in fees, by saying, don't take the guaranteed income, take the $1.2 million, and let's invest it. Mm-hmm. And I think when people take a step back and say, how can I not get both?
Well, and there's a lot of things that go into that calculation. So I'm just going to throw out a few factors here to think about. Do you think that, so is that guaranteed income the only thing that you'll be receiving? Or do you have some other pot of money that could be there for flexible expenses? Mm-hmm. Are you worried about leaving it to beneficiaries or somebody else? Because that will push your decision one way or the other. How are you with spending? How much of your actual spending does that pension cover? Or will you need funding from somewhere else? All of those, and then your overall comfort level with investing, all of those things need to go into that decision.
So it's not a linear decision. It's not, I just need X dollars a month to live the lifestyle I want, because there's a whole bunch of other decisions, impact. You have to compare and contrast all the different scenarios out there. This is why we start off with the retirement plan and what we do. And we're going to be talking about this more and more. And I think as people come to our sessions, our webinars, our seminars, they get an exposure to something that they've never thought about, or get exposed to something that they can think about after the fact. And that comes up in our seminar. We're going to have one coming up in just a few weeks. When is that, Leah?
That's right. The next one is on Tuesday, September 10th. It's at 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn in Calgary. It's only in person and you do need to register. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you for joining us on QR Calgary with More Than Money. Now connect with us on our website, morethanmoneyradio.com, and sign up for our newsletter. We're going to tell you all about what our show is on, as well as we're going to have our blogs as well, so you get more insight. You can also find us on Facebook and LinkedIn, or any of your social media platforms. We'll see you next week on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.